Darren, a penalty appeal turned down in the first half and Connor Washington hits the bar in the second half, so it could have been different, couldn't it?
A lot different. I mean, I've just looked at the shots and the stats and the chances. I've looked at the penalty appeals. There's two of them. There's one on Joe Newell. That's the one you're talking about. Yep. It's a definite claim. There's no question. The boy's not even looked at the ball. He's just got something on Joe. The second one, Mendes, has hit the boy's arm. Probably if I was another manager and it had given, I would have said it was soft. But it's a definite claim. I think the first one's a stronger claim than the second one. Listen, what can you say about Connor's miss? It's an open goal from 4 yards. So the boy knows that.
And you just wanted that Joe Newell goal to have come a bit earlier, didn't you, in the second half, when you were having a fair go at them?
I felt going into the game, they're a team that keep the ball well. You know, so when they're a good footballing team, the way they play in a particular way is a good... it's worked well for them, you know. And we'd good opportunity. I mean, Aaron, after the first minute, should score. He's actually missed it. It looks like a good defensive tackle, which it was in the end, but he actually got there first and should score. The goal we give away is a soft one. We've got the ball comfortably in the middle of the pitch and it's been given away. Listen, what you say at halftime is make sure your concentration's good. We feel we'll get chances against this team, which we did. And to concede the second goal, not to stuff in it, everyone, I felt. But we went again. Credit to my players. I couldn't ask for any more of them, I've got to be honest. They kept going and going, and Jermaine should get the equaliser. He's hit it over the bar when he should hit the target. So I feel we've let them off the hook. Although they had good possession at times, I felt that... You're looking at the stats and the shots we had. We let them off the hook.
And McLean back in the camp and back in right from the start. Was there any doubt about playing him right from the start today? Was that difficult?
No, we came in a couple of first days and he looked a little bit rusty. But then Thursday, Friday, no, he picked up. And I actually had no hesitation in playing him. I thought he was outstanding. That's the Aaron I know and we all know. And I thought he was a real catalyst for us. He kept the ball, he was strong. Could have done better with one or two opportunities, but no, I thought he was outstanding.
No, John Taylor today, that was obviously an injury.
John's, unfortunately, needs an operation. He's going to be out for a couple of months, which is really unfortunate for the boy. He's had this knee problem where we've had injections into it and it's worked. It's actually worked for the last 6 weeks, not a problem. And then he felt it against Walsall and... We've had to put him in and get the operation. He's had the operation already.
So that's another blow, yeah. Another one down, isn't it? But perhaps on a brighter front, Marcus Maddison, and I think many supporters would be thinking today, you know, what he could have done, what he would have done if he'd been playing. But there's some decent news on him, isn't there, that he's a bit ahead of schedule with his injury?
Yeah, he is, Edwin. He's probably got a chance for the Colchester game. I would say it's a very, very slim chance for Bristol. I'm not going to be risking anyone. It would be really stupid of me to do that. But he's ahead of schedule. He's running straight lines. But the injury he's got to his ankle, you've got to be really careful with that in terms of he's got to do a lot of other work before he gets anywhere near. But I would say definite Colchester if he has no setback. And slim, very slim, Bristol.
Swindon a good side, obviously, second in the league. In the first half particularly, they looked a decent side, but you had a good go in the second period. And in the context of recent results, I suppose it's disappointing because you needed something from it, because you've only taken 1 point from the last four league games, haven't you?
I think that's when you look at the league as a whole, and these sort of games are always going to be tight. You know, the games against the teams around you. It's the games against others where you might look back and that's where you may suffer. Games you feel you should win, but today I didn't think we deserved to lose the game. I felt we should have got definitely something out of it, but the amount of shots that went off in ricochets and things like that, not my excuse, I just don't think we're getting the breaks at the moment.
It would have been nice to have had a win to have celebrated the opening of the new stand and the fact that the ground is back to four sides, which is always what you want, isn't it, for atmosphere?
I thought it looked really good, really liked it. Good atmosphere. I thought the fans were excellent. I said that to the players at half-time, and they're desperate for us to get the result. They were with us, and you know, if Aaron scores after a minute, the whole place would have erupted. No, it looked really good. The stand's really nice. It's a really pleasing thing. It was mentioned before the game. It was obviously mentioned at half-time, but the atmosphere was really good inside the stadium. They were definitely with us and disappointed for them as well.
And it's pretty well always a good atmosphere for a night game, so hopefully that will be the case come Friday night when you've got another tough one, haven't you?
I think it's a really good game for us. I really do. I think it's a really, really good game for us. I think, obviously, you've got to go out and prove that you can accept the challenge, and I think they're top of the league. Friday night, Sky, I just said to the players, a really good game for us. We'll be okay for that. We'll be up for that one.
Is it a case of, as a manager, you always take positives out of any game? Is that, are there any today?
No, there's plenty of positives. You have to. You know, you can't just go away with your head down and bury it in the sand. You've got to take the positives, and there were many positives today. There's no question. You've mentioned Aaron. He was a big positive. There's no doubt about that. He brings something different for us.